It's Marketplace Tech for January 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's a new year and a new chance to update your software. This week, Microsoft has ended support for a bunch of its older products. The company has also provided a bunch of security patches because many older programs are vulnerable. If you use Windows 8 operating system or the company's older Internet Explorer browser, your calls to the old support line or your hopes for security fixes and improvements to old software will now go unanswered. Part of Microsoft's efforts to move us all towards Windows 10. What about the millions of us who still use this stuff? Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is on the case for us. Molly, what's the thinking here?
You know, Microsoft has this really long history of supporting products, arguably well past their expiration date. And it's something that people really like about Microsoft and have liked historically. You can keep an old Windows PC going for years, but it's also really hampered their ability to move forward. So this move, sort of ending official support for Windows 8 and for all these old versions of Internet Explorer, it's like a happy medium between the way that Microsoft always used to do things and maybe the way Apple does things, which is to force you to upgrade, period, full stop, no matter what you want to do.
Not that many people will shed a tear.
Well, some people might shed a tear because what this does mean is that the older versions won't just wink out of existence. They will still function, but they won't be getting revisions or security updates. It's like fair to say that anybody who's using a way, way older version of IE might not be the kind of person who's likely to upgrade. This will introduce security holes and make those older versions of the browser more vulnerable to malware. But in terms of these browsers going away and all of their weird, inconsistent standards going away, yeah, that's a good thing.
Can you give me a sense of how widely Internet Explorer is used?
It's only in 2015 that IE fell below the 55% market share mark. So still, just about half of browser users are using some version of Internet Explorer. So there could be some pains here.
Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. Molly, nice to chat with you.
My pleasure.
We've posted a helpful article about all this for Microsoft users at facebook.com/marketplacetech. When one software door closes, another opens. I have a copy of the toy-like virtual reality headset for your phone, Google Cardboard. Looks like the company is about to up the ante a little bit. Google is reportedly starting its own virtual reality division. According to the site Recode, Clay Baver, the guy behind Google Cardboard, but also apps for Gmail, Drive, and other stuff, will now focus entirely on virtual reality. If you want to see the future, probably good to keep in mind Google's investment in Magic Leap, the secretive augmented reality company in Florida that has raised hundreds of millions of dollars from Qualcomm, Alibaba, and yep, Google. You know what's dirt cheap right now? Oil, down over 70% over the last year and a half. And oil and gas companies have been looking for new ways to make money in the energy space. Kirk Coburn is the founder of Surge Ventures, which invests in energy startups. He's based in Houston and joins me from there. Kirk, this is an industry that hasn't been that quick to jump into new technology. Why now?
As prices fall, really, the only way to maximize profit or margin is to figure out use technology to change how you do business.
In the next 10 years, what is going to be the next ubiquitous energy-related technology?
The one thing that you have to realize about the energy business is there's multiple themes here. Number one is no one moves quickly on gigantic bets. Now, fracking was a 40 to 70 year bet, and they worked and worked and worked till someone figured it out. I don't see a technology that's just going to be a game changer that's going to happen overnight. It's going to happen slowly over time. And what I believe is the big game changer is going to be software. Data is the fastest growing sector in this industry. Natural resources, how we produce natural resources, how we deliver those resources, how we run our business has changed.
Over the past few years, what's been the most visible change that you've seen that's related to technology in your community?
We see, even in Houston, a lot of electric cars. And it's really makes you think, man, how is this going to change the entire game? Because if you think about it, from an oil and gas company, you know, if you look at these large operators, they own 5 to 7 times more retail outlets than Starbucks. And they're trying to figure out, if we're not going to in the business of selling gas anymore, what are we selling?
Kirk Coburn is the founder of Surge Ventures, based in Houston, Texas. Kirk, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And you might think of CT scan technology, invented decades ago, as ancient, but not more ancient than Egyptian royal mummies. Combine the two and you have some newly published data from Zahi Hawass, former minister of Egypt's antiquities. Hawass directed CT scans of a number of mummies, thanks to a donated scanner from National Geographic and the company Siemens. And he says the latest clues point to a new theory around the death of King Tutankhamun, a.k.a. King Tut, who many thought had died from head trauma.
Now we are sure he was not murdered, because that he had an accident 2 hours before he died. And we found out that he had a flat foot and he suffered from malaria.
Hawass is touring museums in America with his group's findings. If you want to see some kind of amazing images of mummy faces and feet and learn more about this, again, you can head to facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.